It's now time for Locker Room Chat with Morehill Mount Academy head football coach Zach Fredrickson after a 44-6 loss against a very good ACCHS team. And this is a game where you guys got off to a good start, a very solid start like you have kind of in a lot of your games, but and like in a lot of your other games, the second half not so favorable for you guys as you guys ended up losing that one by 38. Coach, just your overall thoughts on how things unfolded this past Friday.
Yeah, you know, like you said, the first half was pretty good. We played almost lights-out defense up until the last couple minutes. And so, you know, we see these signs throughout each week where, like, we can be a good football team. It's just trying to string it together for four quarters.
And Thomas, he had another really solid game. He had 8 catches for 74 yards. He continues to be one of those guys that you can consistently rely on every single week.
Oh, yeah. Thomas has been great. I mean, all year he's been our biggest weapon. He produces, you know, he makes the tough catches. That's what a lot of people, you know, you don't see from the stat sheet. But a lot of catches, you know, he's either double covered or, you know, it's in traffic. So, like, nothing's came easy to him. Teams are definitely starting to cover him. So, I mean, he's just been playing great football on offense for us.
Yeah, talk about Kendi. He was phenomenal once again for you guys. He's been consistently a guy you can rely on every single week. He had 13 tackles in this game. Your thoughts on the way he was able to finish plays?
Oh, yeah. Kendi's been a stud all year. You know, he plays defensive end for us. He's averaging like 10 tackles a game. That's pretty impressive from the line. And, you know, if we didn't have him, who knows what the outcome could have been. He stopped a lot of plays, came from the weak side. And just, I mean, he balled out.
Here with Morehill Mount Academy head football coach Zach Fredrickson. And this is a game where offensively you guys had a tough time getting the run game going, had just 10 carries for 2 yards. But in the end, Luke Sieber, I feel like he had one of his best games of the season. What was the game plan going into this game? Did you kind of have a feeling you would fall behind early and so you decided to go away from the run? Or was it kind of designed to where you wanted to pass more in this game and give Luke some confidence?
Yeah, I definitely wanted to pass a little more, but, you know, we wanted to establish a run game, but, you know, they did a good job game planning against us. You know, they noticed we had a young O-line, some guys out, and they sent stunts and blitzes that just kind of shut our run game down. So we were kind of forced to pass, and even in the pass game, didn't have a lot of time. So I give a lot of kudos to Luke for being able to do something at it with nothing, a lot of points in that game.
And, Coach, as we kind of start to wind down the regular season, you guys are 0-6 and moving into possibly a season where you're hoping to get some of those guys back. Luke will be back. You'll have some of your guys' running backs back, but you won't have Thomas back. What are some things you're looking at this year that will get you ready for next year in terms of personnel and some things to take away positively?
Yeah, so the nice thing with some of these injuries, like the silver lining to it, is everyone we're returning has had varsity experience this year. I mean, and it goes down the board from top to bottom. So everyone on the team now knows what to expect when they step out on a Friday night. So that's good. Very young, and a lot of my skilled guys that are young have shown flashes as well. So I think a lot of it's just, you know, getting guys in the weight room, keeping at it, getting a little bigger, you know, just aging will help as well. So that'll be good. We're only losing Thomas, you know, we lost Carl early in the year, so we've had to experience what it's like without him. So just experience is the big one.
And kind of talking about getting in the weight room during the upcoming off season, who's kind of in charge of those workouts? Is it you? Is it some of your coaching staff? And like you said, you mentioned how big it's going to be during this off season. What are some things you're looking forward to that?
Yeah, so I'm in charge of the weights, so I'm looking forward to it pretty well. The difference between last year and this year is I do have a lot of kids in class. So most of the football team is going to be in class, so I get them that extra time in the school day, which will help. And then summer weights will be good. You know, a lot of guys know what to expect. We have a lot of new faces on our team this year, so we'll be returning all of them, which will be good. So there's an expectation, and all of them know it, so we're looking forward to getting to the grind this summer and off season.
It should be a real fun off season. But you guys still have a game this week. You guys take on a Silver Lake team that is one of the best in Class 2A. They're coming off a nice 54-0 win against Pleasant Ridge. They've been playing very well as of late, including wins over Rossville and Rock Creek and St. Mary's as well. I mean, they're just a well-developed machine. They're well put together, and this is going to be a real tough one for you guys. What are your thoughts on it?
Oh, yeah, like you said, they are just well-rounded. Got a lot of good athletes, pretty big up front. Be a good test, right? You know, even with our team struggling, you still want to play the best guys. You still want to know what it takes to be like them. So with these young guys, they get to experience that. They get to see it. And, you know, we're just going to go out there. We're going to play our game. We're going to try to punch them in the mouth just like any other opponent. You know, we're not going to sway away just because, you know, they are notably one of the better teams in Kansas.
And, Coach, last question for you is I'm here with Zach Fredrickson, the head coach of Moorhill Mount Academy. What is it going to take for you guys to be able to try to finish off some of these games? Maybe not necessarily get a win here at home for you guys, but what are some things that you're looking forward to in terms of, you know, finishing strong in the second half?
Yeah, I just want to see guys continue to fight. Continue to play hard, even when, you know, maybe things aren't going their way. So kind of seeing that change, you know, from first half to second half, just kind of keeping the energy up, sticking to the game plan, and tying it together for four quarters, regardless of what's going on in the game. So just, you know, that one play at a time mentality. That's what I'm really looking for these next couple weeks.
All right, that's going to be it here for Zach Fredrickson, the head coach from Moorhill Mount Academy. Thank you so much for joining us here today, Coach, and best of luck on Friday.
Yep, thank you.
That was Moorhill Mount Academy head football coach Zach Fredrickson here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Amberwell Health.